the New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. I'm John Batchelor, and Reuters, Mexico City. Mexico's president, AMLO, said on Tuesday he had written to his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, urging him to help control shipments of fentanyl as he fended off criticism in the U.S. that Mexico is not doing enough to stop trafficking of the synthetic opioid. President López Obrador read out the letter to Xi dated March 22, in which he defended efforts to curb supply of the drug, while rounding on U.S. critics, reports Reuters, some of whom want Washington to intervene militarily in Mexico. Striking to me, Professor, that yes, this is good geopolitics, but at the same time, the strong ally of the United States and an integral part of the success of North America, Mexico, is looking to the People's Republic of China, not a shining city on a hill when it comes to transparency and fair play, for some kind of relief from what we know and what you have reported on carefully is the Chinese participation in the drug flood into the U.S., the precursors from China shipped by, we're told, gangsters, but nothing happens in the People's Republic of China that is outside the reach of the Communist Party. Good heavens, this is a dictatorship that practices total surveillance. Those precursors arrive in Mexico, are taken by the cartels, and turned in to the fentanyl that then flows into the United States. So it's clever on AMLO's part. Do you think there's a step two here? Is Mexico looking to introduce Beijing into Mexico City in the same fashion Beijing is being introduced into other capitals of South America?
Well, John, certainly there are causes of concern here just because of the symbolic and other implications of AMLO's choice of this message at this time. However, first of all, it's based on what I would say is a bit of historical amnesia, both in terms of fentanyl and also in terms of drugs in Mexico. So the interesting thing about fentanyl is because it's so potent for the relatively small doses that before it was that much of a problem in Mexico, it used to actually be shipped directly from Wuhan, China, into the United States, literally by U.S. Postal Service and other things. These things would arrive by mail, and a lot of the pressure from the U.S. and international narcotics and law enforcement within the State Department and other places, the Chinese kind of reluctantly began to cooperate with us to stop some of the fentanyl shipments directly into the United States. And so what sprung up from that was that the Mexican cartels, who are the major drug importers of precursor chemicals for other drugs like ephedrine and pseudoephedrine for methamphetamines, they began basically importing the precursors and in some cases fentanyl directly. They set up these enormous pill presses in the areas that they controlled in Mexico and basically imported the goods and then created the fentanyl pills and then shipped that into the United States. But the other bit of historical amnesia is that if you look at Mexico's relationship with its shared border with the United States, in World War II, it was importing heroin, then it was importing marijuana, then of course, the routes for cocaine that went through Mexico, and then, as we pointed out, the synthetic drugs such as methamphetamines and their precursors. And so in many ways, fentanyl is really only the latest of a long string of drugs that have been imported by a series of Mexican groups, including the Sinaloa cartel, Jalisco Nueva Generación, the Gulf cartel, previously the Zetas and countless others in that fragmented drug landscape. But the final key point here is again, you have the rhetoric of Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard, saying, well, nobody has done more than Mexico to stop the drug flows. But the real implication with AMLO, who has traditionally been very suspicious of the Chinese and indeed oftentimes has a mildly kind of anti-Chinese jingoistic, xenophobic rhetoric, although at the same time works with the Chinese in a business context, for AMLO to say, well, the Congress people in Washington are threatening us, so please, Mr. Xi, tell us, where the fentanyl is coming from as a humanitarian gesture. There's almost kind of a veiled threat if the United States is threatening to, in the Mexican parlance, invade Mexico, I think as AMLO suggested, this idea of turning to the Chinese to help prevent the United States from invading Mexico. Again, I think we're a long way from that really meaning anything concrete, but the historical allusions and the idea of turning to China, I think, suggests the new world that we are in geopolitics.
And the significance of AMLO acknowledging that China is part of the chain that leads to the violence and death in the U.S., is that fresh, or has he indicated that he understood China's part in this before?
Well, it's kind of a bait and switch in terms of the rhetoric, because Mexico had long suggested, well, that the problem is not actually Mexico. It's that, you know, the fentanyl comes from someplace else. It comes from China. And so he's indirectly acknowledging the Mexican role in, you know, China's fentanyl, although he has previously insisted. So for example, there was a recent report. There may be a couple hundred Mexican labs on the eve of the Biden AMLO summit a couple months ago here. There was a very questionable report that really jacked up the numbers to suggest that the Mexico had acted against 1,400 clandestine labs for these types of synthetic drugs. And again, most of those labs that they supposedly went against were, you know, previously used inactive, long dead labs. But there's a clear attempt to shape the rhetoric of who's at fault here and who's actually, you know, doing more. And you know, at the same time, you still have these questionable visits by AMLO to the mother of El Chapo in Badiraguato. You still have some of the questionable actions which have impeded Mexico-U.S. security cooperation, like the 2020 Mexico security law and the dropping of charges against the previous head of the Mexican armed forces, Salvador Cienfuegos. And so, in this very fraught relationship that is also a very close security relationship that we have with Mexico, Mexico's actions in terms of the groups that are moving drugs and doing other things in their territory is somewhat of concern. And that's one of the reasons behind some of the voices that were raised in Congress this past week about, you know, just really how much Mexico is doing to help the U.S. in this scourge that's killing over 100,000 Americans a year.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, the New World Report. We're moving to the mainland next, and the large unanswered question, what is to be done with Venezuela? 7 million people have fled that dictatorship. And now, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Madden.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.